Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Yud Zayin in Maseches Megillah. We are going to be wrapping up one of the longest Agadatos in Shas, about 6 or 7 dapim worth of Agadata in regards to the Megillah. And then we're going to begin the halachos of reading the Megillah in Perek Sheni, Akoras Megillah Mafreya, many halachos, and particularly out the daf is going to focus, going from Yuzayin Amalaf to Yuzayin Amabez, the status of reading those things that are written in Lashon Kodesh and reading them Bechol Lashon. For example, be Mekayim Mitzvahs Kriyashma Bechol Lashon, Tfila Bechol Lashon, and Yuzayin Amabez will conclude with the halachos of Shmona Esrei, and the Seder of Shmona Esrei after Gemara discusses Tefillah being said in any language. We had left off, let's estimate right here, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines from the bottom of Tezayin Amid Beis, where we had left off with a quote from the Pasuk, Umaymar Esther Kim. The Pasuk says, Umaymar Esther Kim Divrei HaPurim Me'ela V'Nichta V'Sefer. The simple reading of the Pasuk is that the Ishtadlus of Esther for Klal Yisrael is what brought about the Nes. Asks the Gemara, Mamar Esther in Divrei HaTzomaslo, the claims of Esther did it, but the fast days didn't. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei HaTzomas, Umamar Esther came. Both of them did it, because the Pasuk says, Kiyam Divrei HaPurim Ha'ela, that with those two things, in other words, the Ishtadlus of Esther, the Maimer of Esther, as well as the fasts, that's what brought about the miracle. We have to keep in mind that our soldiers are doing the Ishtadlus, and we are doing the davening and the learning on their behalf. Once again, of course, today's daf is Bishus. Those soldiers, there's a beautiful system that has been developed where you can sign up to have a particular soldier that you davened for. Someone told me, a friend of mine, I didn't get reshus from him to publicize his name, some of you, I think, know him, said that he was given the name of a soldier, and then he saw that that soldier had been injured. And he saw the soldier, he's following the soldier, he's actually trying to get in touch with him, and if he hopes that it was his tefillos that caused that the soldier, instead of chas v'chalila getting a bullet in a worse place, maybe it was that his tefillos and learning was mashpia on the fate of that soldier. I even know the soldier's name, so let us mention Ron Ben Tzipora l'refuah shlema, and our learning as well should be bischuto. Let's continue on the Gemara. Ki Mordechai Yehudi Mishnah LeMelech Achashverosh. The Megillah concludes that Mordechai was second in command to the king. V'godol HaYehudim Ratzu Rov Echav. This is a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says he was accepted by the majority of his brothers. Says the Gemara, L'Rov Echav V'lo L'chol Echav. He was accepted by the majority of brothers, not by all of them. Lamed Shepir Shemimenu Mikzah Sanhedrin. And the Sanhedrin, some of them, dissociate themselves from him. Why? Because Mordechai got involved with a little bit of politics. All Hashem Shemaim. But that's what happens when a person gets involved with public affairs. Unfortunately, every once in a while, there are people who don't understand them, even people who are great, and there were people who dissociate themselves from Mordechai. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef has a fascinating observation. Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Hatzalos Nefashos. Being able to sit and learn is greater than Hatzalos Nefashos. The Meikara Chashuv Le Mordechai, Basar Dalid, Ulubsof Basar Chamisha, because Mordechai's name is first mentioned after 4. In other words, in the order of people who are Chashuv, he's mentioned as the 5th. Ubasoif Basar Chamisha, and later he's the 6th after 5. Meikara, when it comes to describing the Bnei Yisrael when they came out of Eretz Yisrael to Golus, there the pasuk describes the Eile b'nei Hamedino Eile Mishviah Goyla. Here the Gemara begins to quote Asher Bo im Zerubbabel, those who came with Zerubbabel, and it mentions Yeshua Nechemias Royere Loya Mordechai Balshon, and then it mentions Mordechai. That is the 5th. Lebesayif, but later on, in other words, the first pasuk was in Ezra Perek Beis. The next pasuk is in Nehemiah Zayin. So over there, Haboim im Zerubbabel, there Mordechai is the 6th. Haboim Zerubbabel, Yeshua Nehemiah Zerubbabel Ramna, Nechmani, Mordechai Balshan. So he had gone down in terms of his chashivas. So Mefarshim point out that, of course, that if a person is an opportunity where he could save someone's life, he's mechuyiv to save his life. However, the opportunity in terms of Kedusha, in pristineness, for a person to be Dovek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, without the interruption of being Matzal Nefashos, that is Gadol Tamat Torah, Yoser Mehatzalos Nefashos. Obviously, theologically, this needs to be thought about and developed, and it's beyond the scope of our daf. Amar Ravi Yitem Rav Shmuel Bar Marta, Gadol Tamat Torah, Yoser Mebinyan Beis HaMikdash. Tamat Torah is greater than Binyan Beis HaMikdash. She calls Man Shebaruch Ben Uriah Kayim. Anytime Baruch Ben Uriah was alive, Lo Inicho Ezra Va'ala. Ezra stayed by his Rebbe. He didn't get involved with building Beis HaMikdash. In other words, he had a Rebbe to learn from. Rashi explains, you could ask, why did Ezra not go up with Zerubbabel? The Medrash says on Ezra Zayin that he was Lomei Torah Mipi Baruch Ben Neriah. Hence, that comes first before Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, Bar Marta Gadol Talmud Torah Yesem Kibud Aveim. Similarly, Talmud Torah is greater than Kibud Aveim. Shekolos in Shem Shayankov Avinu Beis Aver. Loinen Nash Yaakov Avinu was not punished that he stayed in Shiva's Beis Aver, even though he didn't go visit his father. The Amar Mar, and Mar pointed out, Lama Nimushnos of Shal Yishmael. Why does it mention the age of Yishmael? It is to figure out the age of Yaakov. What do we mean by that? We're going to spell out how the years of Yishmael tell us the years of Yaakov. We're going to get back to Yaakov's sitting and learning and not doing Kibbut Avim. The pasuk says, "Ve'ele shnei chay Yishmael, ma'ashanu shalishim shanu v'sheva shanim." Kamo koshish Yishmael mi Yitzchak. How much older was Yishmael than Yitzchak? Arbe sar shnin. He was 14 years older. Dichsiv Avram ben Shmainim shanav eshei shanim. B'lezes hagesh Yishmael le'Avram. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, v'Avraham ben ma'ashanav yivolid lo yitz Yitzchak b'noi. So if we do the math, it comes out that Yishmael was 14 years than Yitzchak. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, v'Yitzchak ben shishim shanav b'lezes osam. The Yitzchak was 60 when his twins were born. Bar kam av Yishmael k'disal Yaakov. So how old was Yishmael when Yitzchak had Yaakov, when Yaakov was born? It must be 60 plus 14, bar shivim v'arba. Must be he was 74. Kama paishon mishnei. So how many years are there between the death of Yishmael, when he was, as the pasuk above said, 137, and the birth of Yaakov, shitin utlas, 63. Okay, so Yaakov was 63, according to Gemara's calculation, when Yishmael died. Visanya. And we learned that about it. So Yaakov Avinu b'shashin is barech me'ov ben shishim v'shalosh shana. Yaakov Avinu was 63 years old, when he was gebenched by his father Yitzchak. Uvoy b'perek meis Yishmael. And Yishmael died at that time. That works beautifully. Dichsiv v'yar esav kiverach Yitzchak es Yaakov. V'yelch esav Yishmael v'yikach es machlas pas Yishmael achos nevoyos. Right after Esav becomes jealous, he goes and he takes Yishmael's daughter. Mimashma shenema bas Yishmael. Since it says bas Yishmael, eini yodea she achos nevoyos. Do I need to say that she's a sister of nevoyos? We already learned that nevoyos was one of the descendants of Yishmael. Melamed, so what's it coming to teach us? Shekidshe Yishmael, that Yishmael married off Machlas to Esav Vomes, and immediately he died. V'siya Nevayos Achia. Hence, the name of Nevayos is mentioned, because Nevayos, her brother, married her after Yishmael had married her off to Esav. And when we say married her, means I meant to say he married her off. That Nevayos had married her off, because originally the Shidduch was made by Yishmael, but ultimately it was Nevayos who had married her off because Yishmael had died. Now the Gemara continues the calculation. So Shitin Utlas. So we have 63 years to Yaakov when he received the Brachos. Then, Va'ar Beisar, there were another 14s, Ad Misyalid Yosef, until Yosef was born. According to the Torah, the next gap we have is Yaakov Avinu marrying Rachel and Leah, then the Shvachos, and that took 14 years until Yosef is born. So now if we do the math, now the Gemara is going to point out there's going to be a gap in the years, but let's do the math according to this. Hashivin v'shiva, that makes Yaakov 77 at the birth of Yosef, in theory. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, V'yosef ben shoshim shana b'amdil f'nei paray. And another 30 years later, Yosef is standing in front of Paro. Hamei v'sheva. So at that time, Yaakov should have been 107. Shav de Sava vitarti de Kafni. Now you have the 7 years of plenty and the 2 years of the famine, and you add that to Yaakov's age of 107, Hamei of a Shitzer. So that leaves you at 116. Now the Gemara asks a question, Uksiv, but at the same time the Pasuk says, Vayomer Par el Yaakov, kam yimei shnei chayecha, Vayomer Yaakov el par yimei shnei, Megurai shloishim mashana. Yaakov Inu says he's 130. So what do we see? Ask the Gemara, wait a second, Mei v'shitzin havyin. According to our calculation, which is accurate, it's 116. So where's the missing 14 years? Arba esrin shnin. It must be that 14 years David Beisever, he was in Yeshiva Beisever, lo chashiv luhu. That is not recorded in the Torah, and that must be the story with Yankov Desanya. And we have a brisa that buttresses this idea. Hay Yankov Beisever, mutman arba esrin shana. He was learning in Yeshiva Shem Ever for 14 years. Ever Mace. Then Aver died. La Acher when she after Shior Yaakovinu la Ram Naraim. After Yaakovinu went to Ram Naraim. Shtei Shanim. Another 2 years. So Yaakov at the time of the Ptira of Aver was 79 years old. Yatzim Yisham Volo la Ram Naraim. Then after 14 years he went to Ram Naraim. Nimtzik Yishayimin ala Ber. According to the Seder Olam that we're quoting, that's the Desanya, as the Masoras Hashas points out. And when he was standing by the well, ben shivim v'sheva shana, he was 77. Umanalan de lo ma'anish, and where do we see that Yaakov Inu was not punished for those 14 years not doing kibravein? The sanya we learned in the Baisa, nimtza Yosef shepirish me'avim esrim v'shtayim shana, kishem shepirish Yaakov Avinu me'aviv the Yaakov Tlasin Vishisin Havi. The punishment, if you will, although the Gemara doesn't use the word punishment, but Yosef was separated from his father 22 years, just like the amount of time that Yaakov was separated. But the Gemara points out, but if you do the calculation, Yaakov was separated from his father for more years. Tlasin Vishita Havi. He was separated from his father 36 years. Ella, you have to say, Arbeisa de Havi Bebeisaver. The 14 years in Beis Sefer doesn't count. Lo chashiv luhu. So then, 36 minus 14 is 22. So if self the Beis Lavan, esrim shnin havya. But and in the house of Lavan, what comes out is 20, not 22. So why is it that he was nenash, that he was misabel on Yosef for 22 years? El mishum d'ishtoi b'orcha tartin shnin. But he tarried on the way 2 years, from the time that he went from Aram Naraim back to his father. Desanya, Yotzam Aram Naraim. Yaakov left Aram Naraim to return to his father's house. Uvalo l'sukkos, and he came to Sukkos. V'asar sham shmona asar chodesh. And he stayed there. Here asa means that he stayed there for 18 months. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'yaakov nasa sukkos, v'yivin loibayis, v'lemekneyu asa sukkos. So he stuck around there for a while. Uveis El also Shisha Chadash, and he was in Beis El 6 months. Vehikriv Zachim, and there he brought Karbanos, and those equal to, in total, 2 years. Hadron Alach Megillah Nikreis. This concludes the first parak in Maseches Megillah. Let's Beis Hashem begin the second parak. Hakoyres HaMegillah L'mafreya. Someone who reads the Megillah backwards. Now, there is a big discussion that we're going to get to and what exactly it means backwards. Halacha is lo yotze, that one is not yotze. So let's say it means that he reads one pasuk at a time, but backwards. He starts with the last pasuk, and he ends up with the first pasuk. Kar alpeh, if he reads it by heart. Kar targum, if he reads the targum. Bechol lashon, or he reads in any language. Lo yotze, he's not yotze. Ava korin osa lo azos, bilaz. But you could read it to someone who understands a different language in their language. Now, Be'ezer Hashem will discuss in the halacha from the daily daf the implication of this. For example, this comes up today with people who unfortunately do not know Lashon Kodesh. Reading to them a Megillah in English, is that something that is possible? How is it done? And so on and so forth. But the simple reading is that if someone understands a foreign language, the poskim will spell out that not only does the one who hears it in the foreign language have to understand the foreign language, but also the one who reads it needs to also understand that foreign language, bepashtus. Hence, the Mishnah says, "Avokarinos alulazos bilaz v'haloes sheshama ashuris." And someone who understands
English but doesn't understand Lashon Kodesh, Yatza. He's Yatza if he hears it even without understanding it. This is how we paskin in Hilchos Tefillah as well, that if a person does not understand Shmona Esrei, but if they say it in Lashon Kodesh, and they have in mind to make mitzvah tefillah, so then in such a case, Rav Nevinzal Shlita points out that they would be Yotze. This Mishnah supports that in regards to Megillah. Karasei Rugin Umisnamnim. If someone read the Megillah in pieces, in other words, he reads a little and he stops and he fell asleep, Yotze, then he's Yotze. Hayekosva Darsha Umagia. If he's writing the Megillah, and he's expounding on the Megillah, and he's editing the Megillah while he's writing, and he does all this, if he had Kavana to fulfill Mitzvah's Megillah, he can be Yotze. V'im lav lo Yotze. But if not, he's not Yotze. These are all different types of dyes. Alaniyar v'aladiftara, or a type of paper. All types of things that are not parchment. Lo Yotze, ad shete ksuva ashuris. Simple reading over here in the Mishnah is it has to be written in Hebrew, al ha-sefer, on parchment, ubidio, and with ink, that's kosher. Obviously, we're going to have to discuss, halacha from the Daily Daf, how do you write then in English, in Hebrew? So it could very well be that you transliterate. It was the days, it, aleph, yud, tes. How do you do was? Okay, the Gemara continues on the first wide line on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, first wide line on the bottom, in Noani Mili. How do we know that the halacha is that if someone reads the Megillah backwards, he's not Yotze? Amar Rav Amar Kra, Kich Savam, Kich Smano Ukizmano, that the Megillah says that we're supposed to write and fulfill the mitzvahs, Kich Savam, the way it was written, Vichizmanam, in its normal time, Bechol Shana Vishana. Maz manam l'mafreyalo. Just like in those days that you couldn't have the 15th before the 14th, af ksavam l'mafreyalo. So too the writing can't be backwards as well. Asks the Gemara, midi kriya ksiva, hacha siya ksiv. Is the Megillah talking about over there the mitzvahs kriyas Megillah? They're talking about writing it. Tichsiv lios osim eshnei hayamim. Gemara assumes that the word osim refers to the ksiva. This is actually a little bit unclear. Why does the word asiya automatically refer to the ksiva? But for whatever reason, the Gemara assumes that the asiya is connected to the ksiva. Therefore, there's no makar that we're talking about the kriya. So Gemara gives up on that. Ela mehacha, we must learn that hakar nafrei is not Yosef from different sources. The ksiv hayom ma'ela niskarim v'nasim. These days are going to be remembered and done. Ishkish zechira lasiya ma'asi l'mafrei alo. Just like you can't do it backwards. You can't have the day of Tesvav before the day of Yudalid, av zechira l'mafrei alo. So too the zechira, in other words, the kriya, cannot be done backwards. You can't start from the back part of the Megillah and go forwards, do maybe Perek Yud, then Perek Tes, and so on. So too, just like you can't have Tezvav come before Yudal. Tana v'chein b'halal, so too when it comes to halal. Today is Rosh Chodesh Av, so there is a mitzvah, or a minug, we've had previously in the Daf Yomi Masechta Sukkah, a minug to say halal on Rosh Chodesh. You can't start with Menametzar and then work backwards. V'chein b'kriya shma b'tefillah. And you can't do this to backwards with Kriya Shema and Tefillah as well. Halal minolad. The next part of our daf is going to be analyzing these three things. Doing Halal, Tefillah, and Kriya Shema backwards. As well as, then we're going to discuss doing Megillah and Tefillah in Kol Lashon, in any language. Rab Omer Dechsiv. How do we know that you can't do it backwards? The Pasuk says that we sang in Halal this morning, Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mevoyei. Halal describes the setting of the sun. The setting of the sun that sets in the west and it rises in the east. So it's got to be like that. It's got to be in that order. Rav Yosef Amar Zeh Yom Asa Hashem. This is the day we said, Zeh Yom Asa Hashem Nagila V'Nismechavo, to rejoice with the Hischadshus of the month, Hischadshus of the world, and the order of the day, the order of creation has an order. Rav Av Yomar Yehi Shem Hashem Mevoyroch. That we say the name of Hashem should be blessed. So the name of Hashem has an appropriate order. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar v'Yitamer Rav Acha bar Yankov Amar Mehocha Me'ato v'Ad Olam. We say Yishem Hashem Mevarach Me'ato from now v'Ad Olam until the future. So we start from the present, and we go into the future. So it has an order. Kriya Shema says Gemara in the last line, Yudzayin Amanaf, the sign we learn in the Braisa. Kriya Shema Kichsava, that Kriya Shema has to be read as it's written, in other words, in Lashon Kodesh. This Braisa is found in Brachas on Yudim Lamed Alf as well. Saita Lamed Beis Amed Beis, a discussion whether Kriya Shema needs to be read dafka in Lashon Kodesh. The opinion of Rebbe is yes. V'chacham ma'imrim b'chol Lashon. Chacham disagree and say you could fulfill in every language. My time of the Rebbe, what's Rebbe's rationale? Makra, v'hayu, says Gemara Tap Yud Zayin Mevez, v'hayu hadvarim o'ele, b'hav yasan yuhu. It has to be done in its normal form. V'hayu. Rabbanan, and then why is it that the Rabbanan disagree that the word Vahayu seems to indicate that the way it is, in other words, in Lashon Kodesh, Vahayu Hadvarim Ha'ela, and these words should be, Vahayu, these words, Bav Yosanyu, the way they are. Rabbanan, why do they disagree? My time, Amar Kosh Shema, B'chol Lashon Shato Shema, any language, of course, Shema Yisrael, any language that a person understands, one could fulfill the mitzvah. What's Rabbi going to do with the word Shema? He's going to need it for another halacha. And that is a halacha that you're supposed to say it loud enough that your ears hear the words. Rabbanan Savri, Commander Omar, Akaris, Yishma, Veloy, Shmei, Lazna, Yotza. The Rabbanan don't need that to Rashi because they hold Bidyevet. If your ears don't hear it, then you're Yotze. Rabbanan Nami, Hoksi, Valyu. But what are the Rabbanan going to do with the Pasuk, Valyu, Bahav Yosan, Yehu, that we darshan, that is supposed to be read the way it is? Ahumi, Boyle, Shal Yikral, Mafreya. No, we need that Pasuk to teach us that you can't read Shema backwards, to start with Elokechem, Hashem, Ani, etc. Backwards is not going to work. For Rebbe, Shelo Yikar the Mafreya Minale, how does he learn that you can't learn it backwards? We said the pasuk is Vahayu Hadvarim Oela Asher Anochi Mitzav Chayom. So the pasuk says Hadvarim. So he learns it out Midvarim Hadvarim. From the extra hay of Hadvarim, he learns out that everything is supposed to be in its appropriate order. Abanan. Dvarim hadvarim lo mashmalu, and the Rabbanan say that that's not a significant enough of a difference. Whether it would say vahayu hadvarim or it would say vahayu dvarim, that to tell us that lemafreya you're not going to be yotze. Now the Gemara analyzes lema kasavi Revi. Let us see from the shita that we learned above of Revi. Kol haTorah kula b'chol lashon nemra, that all of the Torah could be said in any lashon, and that's why, explains Rashi three lines from the top, Rebbe means to say that Shema is different, that Shema you could read Bechol, Dafka Be'lashon Kodesh, and not Bechol Lashon. In other words, that's why we need a pasuk to tell us that Shema is going to be different. Because if you're going to say that the Torah needs to be said dafkin lashon hakodesh, why do I need that gzeir kasav of vayu, as we just explained? Answers the Gemara, itzrich. No, I need the pasuk vayu, even though kol haTorah kula also has to be read in lashon kodesh. I would have thought shema kirabbanan. Then when it comes to Shema, Rebbe follows the drasha of the Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan pointed out that the word Shema seems to indicate Bechol Lashon Shato Shomea, we said on the second line from the top. So Kasa Rachmana Vahayu, that's why we have Vahayu to tell us Bav Yosan Yehu. Period. Leni Kasavri Rabbanan Kol HaTorah Bechol Belashon HaKodesh Nemra. Now let's infer the opposite direction. The Rabbanan who learned Shema Bechol Lashon Shato Shomea, you could say Shema in any Lashon. So that would indicate in general and all other things that Kol haTorah kula needs to be fulfilled with Lashon Kodesh. These are that the B'chol Lashon Nemra, because if you're going to say it could be fulfilled with every Lashon, Lamali Lemichtav Shema, why do I need this limud of Shema? Shetehei B'chol Lashon, all of Torah could be done in all Lashon. Answers the Gemara, Itzel, Sakadai Techamin Valyu Kerebi, I would have thought Valyu means Dafka Bahav Yasan, the way it's written in Hebrew. So, Kas Rachmana Shema, that's why we need Shema. But it could very well be, according to the Rabbanan, that Kol haTorah kula does not have to be B'Lashon Kodesh. Period. Tefillah minalan. How do we know that someone who davens tefillah backwards cannot be Yotze? We discussed how we know it in regards to Megillah. Now we want to know in regards to tefillah. Desanya, we learn the Rabbeisa, Shimin HaPikuli, Histir Shmoina Esrei Brachos Lefnei Rabbi Gamliel Ala Seder B'Yavne.
So the takana of what we call Shmoina Esrei, which we of course now have 19 brachos, that was instituted by Shimon HaPikuli in front of Rabbi Gamliel in Yavne.
Amar Rabbi Yochan, Va'amri Lo Masnis Antana, Me'vasar Zekenim, Ubahem Kam Nevim Tiknu Shmoina Esrei Brachos Ala Seder.
So here we see there was a particular order that was instituted for Tefillah, and for that reason, the Mafreya would not be acceptable. Tan Rabban Menayin Shamrim Avos. How do we know that we say the bracha of Avos first? Shenemar, because the pasuk says Havu Lashem Bnei Elim. Let us give praise for the sons of we, the sons of the rams. Who are that? The Elei Haaretz are the Avos. Now we're going to be using this pasuk in Tehillim to darshan the order of parts of Shmon Esrei, right? So the first part is Havu Lashem Bnei Elim. The pasuk starts Mizma the David, Havu Lashem Bnei Elim. So we darshan that the first thing of Tefillah, why we go to this pasuk in Tehillim is an interesting question, but the first thing is referring to Bnei Elim, and that is the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of being the Magen of the Avos. How do we know that the Bracha Mechayim Esim and Atogi Bar is the next bracha. Shnemar Havu Hashem Kivod Va'oz. Let us give Hashem His honor. Here the emphasis is on the Oz, the strength, Kavod and His strength, which is Atogi Bar. Naim Shem Kedushas. How do we know that the next thing is the Kedushas? Shnemar Havu Hashem Kivod Shemo Shach Hashem Adres Kodesh. Umar Ral Lomer Bina Acher Kedusha. And how do we know that you're supposed to do the bracha of Chachma Bina and Das after Kedusha?
Shenemar, as the pasuk says, in Yeshayo, Perek Chavtes, let's get to see the whole pasuk inside. Kivir oisa yiladav maase yodai bikirbo yakdishu es shemi, vikdishu es kedosh Yaakov, ves elokei Yisrael yaritsu.
Here it's referring to sanctifying Kadosh Baruch Hu's name, which we do in the bracha of in Kedusha. Not only that, of course, many have the Girsa Na'aritzach, as Yisrael Yaritzu. V'samachle, and the next pasuk Yishayo Chavtes Chavdalid, is V'yodu Soye Ruach Bina V'rognim Yilmedu Lekach. So we speak about right afterwards as taking lessons from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the next bracha and understanding from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and getting understanding from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hence, the next bracha should be Binu. Maro lomar tshuva achar Binu. Why is that we say Hashiveinu Avinu right after bracha chona das tichsiv? Because the pasuk says in Yeshayo Vav. Let's do the whole pasuk. Hashmein leiv almazev va'oznav hachbeit ve'enav hasha penyira ve'enav va'oznav yishma ulevavo yavin v'shav v'rafa. Love. The moment his heart understands, then he does tshuva. In other words, the step after bina is tshuva. The step of understanding and depth and intellect is tshuva. V'rafelo. Maybe we could add, maybe we should do this in a 10-minute mussar, is that what seems clear from the drasha of this gemara based on the pasuk is that if someone thinks he has knowledge, but that doesn't bring him to tshuva, then that's a simen he doesn't have knowledge. Now, why is that a simen, a sign of knowledge, of true knowledge? That would be required to discuss in a mussar shuvas. Says the gemara, ihachi lema refua b'torah. If that would be so, then refua should be, not b'torah, but basra. Lema refua basra, then the bracha refua should be after the bracha of the tshuva, because what happens after v'yodu toi ruach bina, and the pasuk then said, v'darshin ulevavo yavin, he understands, v'shav, v'rape. After tshuva comes refua. And of course we know that after the bracha haroitze b'shuva comes slach lanu, and not refua. So the Gemara says, "Lo sakadai tuchsiv v'yashav Hashem v'irachameu ve'el elokeinu kiyar be'lesloach." There's also a pasuk that connects tshuva to slicha. Asks the Gemara, "Umay chazis zamches aha? Why do you go to that other pasuk in Yeshayo nun hey? Go to the pasuk that you were in the middle of darshening in Yeshayo vav that says v'shav v'rape. More precise is v'shav v'rafalo." Answers the Gemara, "Ksiv krach rina." Because there is another pasuk that puts refuah after slicha hasaleach lechol avonaychi arofe lechol tachluaychi hagoyel mishachas chayoychi.
So after Slicha comes Refua. So we want to have Bina, Tshuva, because the relationship between the two, Slicha, and then somewhere there, Refua afterwards. Now the Gemara analyzes what exactly is supposed to come next. Lim Memra Degula V'Refua Basa Slicha Hi. Are we going to say that Geula and Refua come after Slicha V'Aksib? What about the other Pasuk? V'Shav V'Rafalo, that we mentioned earlier. Ahu Lav Refua D'Tachluim Hi, El Refua D'Slicha Hi. It's not the Refua of sickness, but rather it's the Refua from forgiveness. And therefore, we're discussing in the Pasuk, we want to discuss Refua from sickness, hence it's after Slicha. Analyzes the Gemara, Ma'ra Lomar Geula B'Shvius, and why is it that the seventh bracha is Goal Yisrael? So after we have Tshuva, we have Slicha, and then we have Goal Yisrael. Amar Rava, Mitoch Shasin Goal B'Shvius. We wanted it to be the seventh bracha, specifically. Vamevin Yavin, one might have thought that Refua should come next, but we want it to be the seventh bracha, specifically Geula, because we're going to be revealed in the seventh. Now, most understand that what that refers to is the year of Shemitah. Rashi explains, Mitoch Shasin Legol B'Shviyas, Rashi explains that in the seven-year cycle of when Mashiach is going to come, the first year is going to be a famine. And in the seventh year, there is going to be wars during Shemitah, and the eighth, David ben David is going to come. So the seventh year is heralding the Geula. Lefichach kavu b'shvius. That's why they decided to put in the seventh. Asks the Gemara, va'amar mar, but didn't we learn b'shishis koilos b'shvius melchamos b'matzal shvi ben David? But that actually the wars are going to take place in the seventh year. So why make the bracha of Geula the seventh bracha? It should be the eighth bracha. Answers the Gemara, Ba milchama, bilchama nami eschalta de geula hi. War is also considered part of the geula. Hence the expression from Rav Kook, Zichrono Livracha, of eschalta de geula comes from this Gemara, that milchamos are in eschalta de geula. In that regard, wars, to be able to protect ourselves in Eretz Yisrael, and to be able to live in Eretz Yisrael, to be Osek in Torah in Eretz Yisrael, in that regard, from the Gemara Megillah Yud Zayin Amid Beis, we see makes the Melchamos in Eschalta de Geula. Umar Ra'o Lomar Refua B'Shminis, and why is it that Refua is the 8th Bracha? Amar Rabbi Yachon Mitoch Shenasna Mila B'Shminis, since 8th day. The 8th day is the day of Mila. Shetzricha Refua, needs a Refua. Ficha Kavu B'Shminis, that's why it's the 8th Bracha. Umar Ra'o Lomar Birchas Hashem B'Shminis, Tishis, the bracha of the same bracha is the 9th bracha. Amar Alexandri, Keneged Mafkiei She'arim. It corresponds to, this bracha is a tefillah against, isn't this fascinating, the price jackers. And those are those people who try to control the markets and keep the prices high. And the tefillah is against them. Dechsiv, the pasuk says, Shvar Zroat Rasha, break the hands of those mafia people that extort people. Vidavid, and David said this pasuk, Shvar Zroat Rasha, where? Ki Amra Bechias. He said it in the 9th parsha, which means the 9th perek. Actually, this is an important gemara for a tangential point. It's actually not Perek Tes in Tehillim, this Pasuk Shvar Zroa Rasha, but it's Perek Yud, which seems to be a raya to the point that many have emphasized, and that is that the Perakim were not ones that were divided by Chazal. So the Tefillah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should allow Parnasa, allow people to eat, allow people not to be burdened under the crunch of the economy, that the people who gouge prices, that they should be destroyed. That's the 9th bracha, which corresponds to the 9th parasha of Tehillim. Umaro lomar kibbutz golios la'achar birchas hashanim. And why is it that the bracha of Tkat b'shofar appears right after birchas hashanim? Dechsiv, because the pasuk says, Va'atem horei Yisrael anchem titenu ufer yichem tisu la'ami Yisrael ki kervu lavo. The Navi says, Navi Yecheskel says that the branches are going to give fruits to Klal Yisrael. In the in the future. So what that is referring to is that kibbutz galus is manifest after there is parnasa. V'kivan sheniskapsu galoyos, says the Gemara in the last medium sideline, nasadim birishayim, that's going to cause the rishayim to be punished. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'ashiva yodi alayach v'etzrof kabor sigayich, uksiv, and the pasuk says, also in Yeshayahu, v'ashiva shavtayach kivarishona, Kadosh Baruch Hu will return the appropriate judges, v'kiva shenasadim birishayim, kolu apoishim, then all the sinners will disappear, v'kol zedim, and the wittenly violators of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be destroyed them. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'shever poishin l'chasodim yachtov. All of this is referred to in the Navi, which has then tka b'shofar, then the hashiva shavteinu, and then the bracha of l'malshinim, because l'malshinim refers to all of those who do aveiros. This is how the Gemara is explaining not only the order of Tekat B'Shofar, but the brachos that come after them as well. V'kivan, continues the Gemara, four lines from the bottom, Shekolu HaPoshim, once the Poshim are gone, Misramemes, Keren Tzadikim, then the honor of Tzadikim will be raised, Dichsiv, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, V'chol Karnei Rishoyim Agadeh, Terei Mamna, Karnois Tzadik. V'koil Geri Atzedek, Ima Tzadikim, and Gerim are also included Tzadikim. Shnemar, Mipnei Seva Tokum Vadarta Pnei Zakim. The Torah tells us that you're supposed to honor a Zakim, V'yikri Yutes, V'samach Le, and the next pasuk is V'chiyagur Etchem Ger. V'heichem Isromim Karnam, and where will the honor of Tzadikim come back? It happens to be that during my tefillah, of all of the great people I was zochet to, particularly whenever I think of Al Tzadikim, also because of particularly the Simchal Keinu Imohem, I think of Mareinu Rav Neven Sal Shlita, and it goes together. Where will their Karen be? Birushalayim. Shnema Shalu Shalom Yerushalayim Yishlo Vayavayich. V'kiman Shenivnais Yisrael Ba David. Then once Nivnais Yerushalayim, once Yerushalayim is built, then David will come. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Achi Yeshuv Hinei Yisrael, Uvikshu Es Hashem Elokeichem, Ves David Malkam. Mekivun Sheba David, Basa Tfila, and once David comes, then we'll have Tfila. Shenemar, Vav Yosim El Harkotshi, Vesimachnim, Beveis Tfilasi. That once we're able to have David HaMelech, then we'll truly be able to daven in the highest Madregas. What a beautiful Gemara, very, very important Gemara. This is a Gemara I would encourage people to go over, particularly in introducing individuals to tefillah. I think there are many, many things that could be ma'orer inside of us in our own davening, thoughts, feelings, if we go over the seder of the 18 brachas, which the Gemara is now explaining why, just like Hakara Megillah Mafreya is not Yotze, so too tefillah has a very particular order in its brachas. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Yud Zayin in Meseches Megillah. I hope Be'ezer Hashem to post also the halacha from the daily daf about reading a Megillah in English. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Yud Zayin in Meseches Megillah.